From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. In 2017, Mike Nichols launched the print magazine Umber in Oakland. Named after Shades of the Color Brown, the creative arts-focused magazine features mostly local contributors who identify as brown and black, and it's printed in only brown and black ink. Mike is about to launch the third issue, focused on sound, with features about local musicians like the Grammy Award-winning drummer Thomas Pridgen, and a spotlight on Mike's personal relationship with sound, speech, and silence. This week on Right Now-ish, Pendarvis Harshaw goes to Mike's studio to see the layout of the new issue and get a sense of how he's turning sound into something that's only visual.
Walk me through the process of making a magazine.
Before I even touch the computer, I have to draw by hand. So really, Umber starts with a pencil and piece of paper. So each of the boxes with the X is like a photo, and these little lines are like the text.
You're up to 84 pages laid out.
The graphics have to really be on point, you know what I'm saying? And so I draw out, I lay it out, all of this, before I even touch the computer, dude. As an artist, this is what I want to do. This is my medium, print media.
Goodness, that's pencil?
Pencil. Beautiful thing about drawing with pencil is almost like oil painting. You can always keep working on it. Mm-hmm. You can always add on to it, right? Every drawing I end up doing for Umber, somebody always have dreadlocks. Hair is the hardest thing to do, but when you nail it, you nail it, and it brings life to the drawing.
And you've told me about your love of font, typography.
Yeah.
When did that come into play?
Graffiti. You would always try to find the most creative ways to write this simple word. And my favorite letter was like the A and the E. I would always try to find a way to draw that in my graffiti. And so when I was learning this in college, it was like, yeah, this is it. This is me, right? This is another way to be creative with words without me having to say something. Let me say it visually. Every issue, I want to have a section where I just kind of go in and be as vulnerable as I possibly can. Issue 2 was on relationships, my challenges with relationships, and issue 3, the sound of stuttering. So I did a portrait of myself called The Anxiety of a Stutterbox, right? So that was just a portrait of me, how I look when I stutter, like visually, how, you know, what goes on with my face, my hands, my throat, the muscles tensing, trying to get that word out.
Yeah.
But mine is just, it's like I'm thinking faster than my mind, than my words can say it.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just want to just, let me just get it out because I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Let me just get it out before I stutter, right? But that's actually causing the stuttering, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to hurry up and rush it out. So it's like just a small funnel. You trying to get all the things right in there.
Yeah.
But you just kind of breathe, find your rhythm.
And it opens up.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Finding that silence and serenity and that quietness helps. As a stutterer, if I can fit those words in there, it's just like, get a word. But it's like you find that rhythm, then it's so much easier. You know what I'm saying? And so with Umber, I'm finding my rhythm. You know what I'm saying? With having a sense of purpose, I'm finding my rhythm.
Grab the microphone and let your words rip.
That was KQED's Pendarvis Harshaw speaking with Mike Nichols, creator and publisher of Umber Magazine. The release party for the issue about sound is this Friday in downtown Oakland. Details at umbermagazine.net. And hear more from Penn at kqed.org/rightnowish. I'm Tiffany Kamhai. And it was I, the abstract. And me, the 5-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter. Yo,
Fife, you remember that routine? That way you make... Funding for Right Nowish comes in part from Aquanati Foundation, supporting the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism.